of Useful Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Getting Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
See You at the Show believes that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we consider sacred. Because of this, it's important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy, as well as the hands that built the country and cities we call home. We recognize and acknowledge that we gather today on indigenous land, the traditional homeland of the people of the Kickapoo, Peoria, Kaskaskia, Miamia, and Othechi Thakawan, which was taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. We also acknowledge that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down the street or fully enjoy the fundamental civil rights and freedoms that the rest of us do. We acknowledge that our twin cities and county remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for Black stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. We pledge to infuse our work with the true values of anti-racism. We offer these acknowledgments and experiences into the space with respect and gratitude, along with the intention to spark more awareness, compassion, and empathy for every life in our community. I was going to start fading it, but it's just too good. Okay, this is the fade beat that I can work with as we get to the content and I close the window of my YouTube. Hey, Linda.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. It's great to be back in the studio today.
Great.
What is today? January 26th?
Yeah. 2022. It's our last show in January.
Yeah, we got to get our archive working. You know, I'm just thinking, like, what if we actually said the date when we did our show?
We're supposed to. We talked about that.
Yeah. Are we supposed to, like, our rule?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yeah.
So when we talk about something, then a supposed to comes out of that.
We should do more.
Okay, we should have bylaws is what you're basically saying.
Right. We'll get a bunch of bylaws and rules.
All right, well, nobody wants to listen to this banter. This is Eric Stockton, Linda Evans. See you at the show. We're really excited to be back in studio. There's a lot of theatrical stuff going on.
Oh, my gosh. February is going to be crazy.
Yeah, the frenzy has begun. We had a lot of auditions this past weekend. We'll talk about those, some casting stuff, and audition opportunities that are still coming up, as well as shows that are opening as recently, not as recently, as subsequently. I'm missing a verb.
We have something really fun coming up February 11th and 12th.
We do. I got some intro music for it.
Yay.
Here we go. It's gonna be a love fest, baby. Baby, it's gonna be, it's gonna be a love fest.
The week for me to say I'm fine without headphones.
Love fest.
I'm going to.
It's me and Sheba Potts Wright with the Love Fest theme song.
Ha! So, Eric, tell us what's going on February 11th and 12th.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what's going on because we have a guest in the studio. Nicole Friedman is with us from Uniting Pride. She is the director of operations there, and she has been spearheading this whole thing. Welcome to See You at the Show, Nicole.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel like you're already famous, Nicole, because you've only been in the area for a relatively short while, right?
I'm infamous. My niece would say I'm famous. Anytime like we mention her on Facebook, she'll say something like, I'm famous. So I guess it's all subjective, right?
Right. So where did you come from and what brings you here?
Most recently, I had been living in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I grew up out in California. And then I'd also lived in New York for a while as well. What brought me here was COVID. Let's be just straightforward with it. Everything I was doing in Chicago got shut down, and I came down here to help family manage the early parts of the crisis. And then, you know, tumbled sort of bass ackwards into a life down here. So now here I am.
And we're so lucky that the local theater scene is so lucky to have you. So can you tell us what you're doing down here with United Pride and what Love Fest is about?
I'd be happy to. So for folks who maybe don't know, Uniting Pride is the LGBTQ+ nonprofit organization down here. And we are technically Uniting Pride of Champaign County. So we aim to serve the whole county. And we work in training and education, advocacy. We have support groups. We held over 180 support group meetings last year. And the other big thing we do are events. Like folks may know us from our past work with Pride Fest.
Absolutely.
Every yeah. year. That's our big signature program, of course. Because as much as some of us may take for granted that we've come a long way, I want to point out that last year it was documented that it was the worst year on record, the most number of anti-LGBTQ+ pieces of legislation that have ever been passed in the history of the United States. And just in January alone, we now have 117 bills and laws on the docket to be voted on in the United States just so far this year, just in January. So we may take pride for granted, but it's not something we can take for granted. And we need it. It's important. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to be out and proud on the streets of the communities in which we live. Mm-hmm. And so part of that work, we're expanding the kind of programming and events that we do as Uniting Pride is on an aggressive growth plan. And I was looking at the calendar and I was trying to figure out, maybe let's not add a ton of events around the same time as Pride. Where else in the calendar could I add something? And February is almost directly across the calendar from our Pride Fest in the fall. And I immediately had this idea for a Valentine's love-themed concept. Hence the Love Fest.
Yes, yes.
And then what to do around that was where my brain started going. And I thought, well, what do people like to do around Valentine's Day? What are some things that could be fun nights out, fun ways to celebrate? I was having these ideas a while back. I didn't know where we'd be with COVID.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. all, you know, planning in a vacuum.
Day to day, it feels
right.
like.
Right, yeah.
But I did have the idea of some kind of fun cabaret show out. And as I was thinking about that and trying to think about how I could get that done, something else that's big over at Uniting Pride in relation to our aggressive growth plan is partnerships in the community. The more organizations can partner up, the stronger our community can be, the more we can lean on each other for resources and sharing and help and getting the word out about all the different kinds of work that goes on here in the community. And so the Station Theater came to mind, right. And they said yes to my crazy idea.
Yeah, well, as board members of the Station Theater, we're so happy to have a partnership like Uniting Pride. Uniting Pride is very close to my heart. I have two children who are LGBTQ+, and so Uniting Pride is such a great group to have locally, and I love the station too. And so it's I'm just super excited about this.
Yeah, and we've been, as board members and just as theater people in the community, we've been hoping that the space, even before shows could come out, could be used for some alternative means. And so it's a lot easier to pop in and do something for one day, or in this case, 2 days, without having to have an overwhelming number of rehearsals and in-person contact and that sort of thing. So how has Love Fest tackled kind of the COVID struggle of like what sort of requirements are going to be in place around the event?
Yeah, great question. You know, back when we did Pride Fest, we always said our number one COVID policy is that our policies may change, and mm-hmm. That we would follow the best advice and guidelines from the public health officials at the time of any piece of programming. I'm grateful that the station was unanimous in agreeing with that being the number one COVID policy. And so that remains in place. But at the time of putting out ticket sales and putting out information about what we would be doing, what seemed like the best advice and what still seems like the best advice right now is that all of our performers are vaxxed and boosted. Mm-hmm. And then they will each be taking tests, COVID tests, before we're going to have a big in-person rehearsal. We've only had small group or individual rehearsals so far. So they'll be taking a test before that, and then they'll be taking a test again before the shows. so we can ensure that performers are COVID negative. And then all the attendees must be vaxxed and boosted, and they will be wearing masks the entire time as well. Like I said, though, we'll see what happens come February 11th and 12th. If we need to shift those policies, we will shift those policies.
Yeah, well, you've got a superstar lineup of performers. And why don't you tell us about like the musical director and how the other pieces have fallen into place around this?
Yeah, so one of the things is, as Linda, as you mentioned, being relatively new in the community, I was like, I got lots of great ideas. I don't know a lot of people yet. So I really have relied on station folks, and I'm really grateful to all of the station folks who've been involved in helping me with that. And they pointed me to our music director, Stephen Larson. And getting to work with him has been such a gift. Mm-hmm. His musical mind, like I can't explain it to you. We're in rehearsal, and I say weird things like, "Can it be more like blah-dy blah-dy blah?" And then he just plays it, and I'm just like, "What?" It's really amazing. And then the cast kind of came through a similar way, where people were saying, "What about this person? What about this person?" And then even some cast members recommended some other cast members. So would you like me to read the cast list, Eric?
Yes, I would. And I'd also like to encourage people, because there's photos. And are there even bios on this?
But no bios yet, but we'll have them up for
okay.
the show.
Okay. So this is on unitingpride.org. And then there's a Love Fest tab. You can also find it directly from the front page of the Station Theater website. And I put something on the See You at the Show Facebook page today. So any way you can find it, because there's music not just on the cast we're about to hear about, but also the song list. So take it.
Yeah. All right. Cast list. Alphabetical order seems as good as any other. Jake Fava, Nicole Friedman. Oh, hey, that's me. Sharance Higgins, Drew Howard, Kendall Johnson, Spank Knightley, Martha Mills, Jess Schliff, Mariana Seda, and Carissa Yao. That is our cast. They're amazing. I've gotten to rehearse at least once with each and every one of them. I'm just going to say this. The number of times like I got goosebumps in rehearsals, like it's not like it's nonstop. Like I just sit there. My cast probably thinks I'm crazy because I'll just be like, yeah, at the end of rehearsing numbers. So, but no, it's been a true dream to work with these folks and get to direct them all. They're all very open-minded and giving, on top of being ridiculously talented. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling this show's going to be really good.
Well, some of the songs on this list are songs where just looking at the title gives me goosebumps. And and some of the people in the cast list you mentioned.
Well, you're just a huge Jake Fava fan.
Right, I was going to say, whether it's alphabetical or anything, Fava comes first. Based on talent, based on creativity, based on acting ability, based on...
For Eric's birthday, I gave him a Jake Fava song. Like, Jake sang a song and recorded it for Eric because he's such a huge fan. But we're a fan of, like, everybody on this list is amazing. I've never seen Kendall perform before. He's also on the station board, and so that'll be fun to see him.
We have both board presidents performing. Kendall Johnson is the current station board president, and Martha Mills is the current Uniting Pride board president.
Yes. Oh,
so this
wow.
is an all in the family show,
right.
y'all.
It's awesome.
Kendall said he hadn't performed in like 9 years.
Right. Yeah,
his
it's been a long
husband
time.
Hasn't seen him perform.
Oh, wow. I didn't
so
realize
this is going to be a treat for them.
Yes.
Kendall
yes.
was in the full Monty at the station, which was the first time and maybe the only time I've seen him on stage. So, yeah, it has been. It probably, that might be the full Monty was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
I don't remember what he said it was, but I think it was at the station.
Yeah.
But
do
what
you have
you
the two of them singing a duet, maybe like Cover You or something, since they're both kind of covering for each other?
I've decided, since we're putting the cast list out and we're putting the song list out, I think I've decided I'm going to keep Who's Singing What, the mystery.
Okay, I was going
to
ask.
That's the part you're going to need to show up to find out.
Okay.
The phone lines were just had all lit up, and now they've all gone silent. That's what everybody was wanting to know is like.
Well, then you got to buy a ticket.
Yeah,
well,
and it's a fundraiser,
it
correct?
Is. Oh. Right. So yeah, I didn't even get to that part. It is a fundraiser. It's a fundraiser for both Uniting Pride and the station. So all the proceeds get split between the two organizations, and that's just a lovely gift. It's, you know, look, there's lots of wonderful ways to celebrate Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. And to celebrate loving folks, whether it's your spouse or your partner or your family or your friends or your community at large, but what if you could do that and support two local small nonprofits at the same time?
Right. And you can even do something if you're in a romantic mood. You can even sponsor a song or dedicate a song.
Yeah, so we have two add-ons. We thought of fun ways to help raise additional funds. Mm-hmm. So tickets, there's tickets, just buy yourself a ticket, but then you could sponsor a performer for $75. We've already got some folks sponsoring some performers, so that seemed to go really well. But the other really fun one, and it's my personal favorite here, is that you can dedicate a song. So you can choose a song from that song list, write a little message of love. And it could be a romantic relationship, or it could be to your
family, or a friendship.
Or it could be to the community or a group of people.
Right.
And then we will read that that message of dedication when we perform the song on the night you attend.
I think that's a sweet idea.
Yeah, it's like a one-of-a-kind, unique Valentine's gift, right? Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, you got him a gift of a Jake Fava
song.
Like,
right,
it's kind of the same idea.
It is. It's a great idea. I love it.
So, I don't know. Do we want to read out the song list so people can get a sense, or what do we want to do here?
I think that'd be fun. We could all sing a little excerpt from the song.
You're wanting to sing.
No, I'm not really. I got to save my voice.
I'd actually be very curious to know which ones on this list you all know and which ones you don't.
Okay.
All right.
That's okay. Well, Hadestown, we've done multiple shows.
Hadestown is
about Hadestown, including some live performance in studio with Fava.
As
Orpheus.
Oh.
And me as Hades.
Oh.
That was fun. I still think we got to do. I got to get some rights to that show. Put it on just so I can cast myself.
Just you cast yourself.
That's going to be Z at the shows.
I'm totally behind a vanity project. I dig it. So we're going to be doing Ever Known from Hadestown, which is just a gorgeous duet. And I feel like if you like musical theater right now, if you're a modern musical theater fan, of course you know Hadestown, right? Like, of course you do. I'll go in alpha order again. So the next one, though, is an old standard, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Which people have probably all heard that song before, but they may not know it's from a musical called Pal Joey.
I did not know that.
No,
I know the song, but I did not know Pal Joey.
And they may not even know what Pal Joey is. Now, some older folks tend to know what it is because there was a movie version of it with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so some people may know that, but most young people don't know about it for sure. And even some older folks don't know because it wasn't a hugely popular musical.
Pal Joey and OK, later down on the list, are the only two musicals that I have not heard of on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
The next one is a favorite of mine because my middle child was in Fun Home, and I love Changing My Major.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, and of course, The Station did it a handful of years ago, which is so amazing. Is that with the one your daughter was in? Yeah,
my son, actually. Yeah.
And this song was amazing in the Illinois Theater production.
They just did it.
Yeah. At Craner.
Was it the middle?
It's Middle Allison. Middle. This one, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just have to say, it's such a gorgeous capturing of that early love moment, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're just discovering what love even is and what it feels like.
Uh-huh.
It's such a beautiful storytelling. So, you know, but as you can see, I was trying to find different things about love,
right?
In picking the songs.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
If you're just tuning in, this is See You at the Show, and we are talking with Nicole Friedman from Uniting Pride about Love Fest, which is coming up. More information about that on our Facebook page and Uniting Pride website, and we are continuing with the song show list. That's a little tongue twistery. Or at least it's not show song selection.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you're all into alliterations.
Yeah, except when I can't pronounce it. You see what I just did there?
I know.
Pronounce it? Is that
all right.
Right.
Anyway.
And it's Friedman, right? Friedman?
It is Friedman, but you know...
Did I pronounce it wrong
after
you did. Getting it right?
But you know, it's a funny story because we met some distant family and it turns out they pronounce it Friedman, so we actually don't necessarily know which one it is. I just know my side of the family because of Friedman.
Right.
So you've got to know the next song on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And this was, I feel like I just heard, this was just done recently at the Champaign Central Cabaret by... couple of young talented performers, but it's a classic. I've seen
For Good from Wicked.
Yeah, I've seen Wicked on Broadway twice, actually.
What's interesting about this one, so I was just saying that, like, I was trying to come from different angles of love, right? And this is obviously in the show, the context is it's friend love, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But once we started getting into the room and rehearsing it, and I was listening to the words outside of the context of the show, I realized that it's applicable for every kind of love. It's just the idea that someone came into your life and changed you for the better. Mm-hmm. And that can apply to romantic love, that can apply to family, that can apply to friends, you know. And so it's really a versatile song and really sort of touches all of love. And that was actually some of the fun of doing these numbers, to take them entirely out of the context of the show and think of them as standalones, right?
So, right.
It's kind of a wistful song when I think about those lyrics, though, like when they say, "Let me say before we part." Uh-huh. And so it kind of implies that it may be the end of something. I know, and so I'm just kind of like thinking of it as a romantic song, and it makes me sad because it makes me think you would only sing this at the end. And I guess that's kind of where it was in Wicked.
But you know, you could think of it differently. You could think of it as like, I don't know when life will end. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. And so if this is the last time we see each other, I better make sure I say these things.
Good call.
Right.
Good
Just call. To, like live every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think the actual lyric is, it well may be that we will never speak again. Right. So it well may be, meaning it's not necessarily the last time, but this could be the last time. And if it is, I want to say these things.
Right.
Right.
Good call.
Yeah. So then the next one on the list, most people have heard of Thoroughly Modern Millie, but I'd be curious to know how many people had actually seen it. And so this is a song called Gimme Gimme, and it's just a really great, you know, give me the love, right? Like, if I got to choose something in life, I'm going to choose love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's that great 11 o'clock number kind of thing. And then a next one, another Frank Sinatra movie. It's the song is If I Were a Bell, and it's from Guys and Dolls, which everyone knows Guys and Dolls.
Right.
Come on. but it's just a joyful, like, when you discover that you're in love and you can't keep it in anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to ring like a bell. This one, though, I'm pretty sure it was like a requirement that if you were having a same-sex wedding anywhere between 1992 and now, right. you were like required to play this song,
right.
don't you think?
I love I'll
Or a funeral,
you.
If you did the reprise.
Oh, you did the reprise.
Right, yeah.
It's the best funeral song ever. It's on my funeral list, by the way.
I know it's on your list. I'll Cover You from Rent, yeah. It always makes me like happy and sad at the same time, yeah.
So we had to.
Yeah,
we had to. And then after that, as one that people may not know, Life with Harold from The Full Monty.
I don't know that
Well,
one.
That'll
Do
be
you
interesting
that?
To see if Kendall's singing that, as I just referenced his prior appearance in The Full Monty.
Now you really want to know what everybody's
saying. No, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want you to do, Nicole. I want, when I get there, I want a list of the 10 performers. And then take 10 of these songs on the right and have a matching contest. Like you draw, just like one of those old little third grade things where you match
you draw the
lines.
Right.
Draw the lines in between. And then see you at the show. We'll give away a see you at the show
if they get it right
to whoever gets the most right.
All right. Okay. So we're saying that for sure.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll put it together.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Oh, I would love that. I think that's interesting, actually.
I want to win.
You already have a t-shirt. You're exempt from winning.
Okay, I just want to win, and then whoever comes in second. Okay. I'm just saying what I want to win. Okay. I'm exempt from the t-shirt, but I'm not exempt from winning.
Right.
Gotcha.
I do need to win.
Fair enough.
Okay.
If someone from See You at the Show wins, the second person wins, right. we'll get the shirt.
Employees and relatives, not eligible.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so back to the song list. All right, a few more here. Love I Hear, which is from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which is a Sondheim musical. Rest in peace, Sondheim. We miss you. A true little sweet classic love song. And then the next one is also from a Sondheim musical, Maria from West Side Story.
Ooh.
Not everyone realizes that Stephen Sondheim was the lyricist for that show. It was one of his first big shows. And, of course, with the movie just coming out, you
right.
know, it was on everyone's mind.
Right.
So. After that is one that I talked about taking things out of context. This one is Maybe This Time from Cabaret. Now, if you know Cabaret, you know that this isn't really a love song in the show. It's a moment of desperation for Sally Bowles. And,
right.
And she definitely does not believe what she's saying when she sings this song. but we pulled it completely out of the show. And I talked with the performer about how to interpret this song. And we have totally spun it. And when you just think about the words, it can be a song about maybe it hasn't worked out for you yet. Love hasn't worked out for you yet. But now here is this person. And for the first time, you actually feel like it's possible that it's going to work out. And then it becomes a really hopeful, like, precious, joyful, lovely song. And it's totally different than what you interpret. This is one of the things I love about cabaret shows.
Right.
So I think it's going to be a lovely moment. But it's going to surprise the audience, I think.
Right.
Next one, Origin of Love from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I mean, we had to. We had to. This one is one I think people don't know. Do you two know this? Do you know the show Catch Me If You Can?
No.
Just know of it.
You know of it.
Yeah.
So in case folks are listening out there don't know, it is based on the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Catch Me If You Can. Mm. And then they turned it into a stage musical. Some great songs. And Seven Wonders is a really beautiful love song from that show. And then we get to this one you were talking about, Eric, a classic song. Everyone knows the song. No one knows the show.
Right.
The song is Someone to Watch Over Me, which is a Gershwin tune. Mm-hmm. And it's from a musical called OK. This musical was, I think it was 1926 or 28. Someone double check me out there in the world of the listeners. So it's one of the very first shows to ever be called a musical. Because that was right around the time when, you know, musical theater is an American art form. And it was created here as a mishmash of other types of art. Some from opera, some from vaudeville. And there were early musicals in the 20s that you know, they didn't even necessarily have words for what they were. It's and eventually would be called that, right?
Musical theater. A musical.
I thought it went all the way back to Shakespeare. With song
and dance. There's plenty of shows with song romance. In them.
Right.
But the concept of an actual art form separate from any other art form was around the turn of the century here in the United States. That's what birthed musical theater, and this was one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no movie with Frank Sinatra, so people don't know it. There was actually a silent film of this, though.
Huh.
There's a silent film called OK, based on the same story.
All right.
A couple more. Take Me or Leave Me from Rent, because we figured if we were going to do the guy's song, we had to do the girl's song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, love it.
Two more. This next one is from The Color Purple, which got hugely popular recently because of Cynthia Erivo on the Broadway version. But of course, it goes back to the book and the movie that we all know and love. This is a song called Too Beautiful for Words. And I think this one's going to bring some tears in the crowd for sure. Last one on our list alphabetically is You Matter to Me from Waitress, a beautiful duet. Waitress was a movie also, similar to Catch Me If You Can. It was a non-musical movie that got turned into a musical. I feel like the musical got more popular than the movie.
Right, so it's kind of crazy when that happens.
I didn't know they were affiliated.
Yeah, they are.
Huh.
It's the same basic storyline, but delivered very differently. And of course, Sarah Bareilles wrote the music for that one, so this is a beautiful duet. So that's the song list. If you can't find a song in there to dedicate to someone you love,
you
don't
a
know
song.
What love is.
Right, exactly.
I got about like six choices I could do for you.
I know, there's so many fun ones.
All right, we're gonna play Nicole off with Love Fest music.
And so check out seeyouattheshow.com for auditions that are coming up and shows that are coming up.
Oh, no, I'm not playing. I'm not playing us off. I'm playing Nicole.
We only have 3 minutes.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I talk a lot.
No, you're great. You're wonderful.
Sorry, you all.
I'll send you the link to this amazing Love Fest song.
I want it.
All right. Well, Nicole, thanks for coming and talking to us at See You at the Show.
My
pleasure. Look forward to seeing you out at the station February 10th and 11th.
No, 11th and 12th.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm coming to the dress rehearsal.
Oh, no.
You.
Don't even.
All right, let's get to it. We've got lots happening. We're not going to run through cast lists. We do have...
Although we will say that someone was cast in SpongeBob, the musical, at Parkland. So you'll have to check out Eric's first time in a musical for the 42 years, is that how?
Perch Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, over 42 years ago. I'm sure everybody remembers
every
my
42
turn as,
years you're going to do a
musical. Everybody
remembers
my turn as Michael at Edison Middle School in musical teen. So they'll definitely be wanting to see what I've been up to over the past 42 years.
Right.
But I play in the audition music.
Okay.
I guess that's appropriate to talk about auditions that have just come and gone.
Right.
Auditions coming up.
Congratulations,
Station
to
Theater, Friday night, Borderline.
Borderline. It's going to be great.
If you are a Latin American actor, actress, acting person, you want to audition for this. There's lots of kids' parts, adult parts. Check it out on the Station Theater webpage and on our See You at the Show audition tab. We also have... coming soon, like soon, like tomorrow soon, is it's the Cats show.
The
Trouble with Cats. by Red Mask Players. This has been on your to-do C-list ever since we saw about auditions. You're like, this sounds really cool.
I know.
So we're going tomorrow night.
We're going tomorrow night.
Red Mask Players in Danville. This tomorrow night starts a two-week run of The Trouble with Cats. It looks brilliant. I've got a link to it on our Now Playing tab, or you can go to redmaskplayers.com. It's a really amazing theater space. They've got the Catherine Murphy Theater. I don't think I got that right.